these Wednesdays getting any easier? You're still chomping at the bit and telling Greek to get you out there.
Well, like I said, you always like to be out there, just kind of following Greek and the doctor's orders. So it hadn't been that many.
When everyone's going to talk this week about Peyton versus Tom, and obviously you guys aren't on the field at the same time, but John Elway was saying yesterday that when he played against those elite quarterbacks, he kind of took it upon himself saying, I know what they can do. I need that extra effort.
Well, our offense knows what kind of challenge our defense is facing going against Tom and their offense. And so while we're studying film all week of their defense and the multiple looks that they give you, it's been impressive. They've had a number of major injuries, yet they really apply that next man up philosophy, and you know, some different guys step in and do a great job. But we know we're going to have to be on our game offensively because their offense is capable of scoring points quickly, and certainly if you have a lead, how quickly they are able to come back because of Tom and that offense. And so I think we feel like we do have to be on our game offensively in order to compete.
Peyton, you and Tom are 1-2 and getting rid of the ball. They have people keeping track of these things.
Do they?
From snaps.
What do they use? Like a gun?
I don't know. Something. But is that a function of, if you want to hang around in this league, you can't take that many hits? Is it a function of being patient and taking the short pass? Or?
It's hard to say. I mean, I've always believed in quarterbacks have to be fast thinkers to be able to make quick decisions, kind of fast twitched was a term that I was taught at a young age at quarterback, being a fast twitch thinker, decision maker. And so he's trying to get the ball to the open guy. They talk about kind of lag time on a throw. In other words, if a DB's breaking on the ball, the sooner I can get that ball to that receiver, that gives him a chance to catch it, secure it, and possibly make a move on that defensive back. So I've always worked on that, getting it to DT and Eric and all the guys, as soon as possible, getting it out of our hand. I think it does help your offensive line. It's not a case where or a play you want to, hold it for, 4 to 5 seconds. Usually anything over 3 seconds is probably a bonus in pro football today. So you have to make a good, quick decision post-snap and use any kind of knowledge you can gain pre-snap in order to get the ball out of your hands.
Peyton, because you and Brady have played in the same era, you're always going to be tied together. You know that. But is there something special about having the opportunity to go head-to-head? I know it's not head-to-head, but you're always going to be compared to each other.
Well, we played against each other a number of times. Of course, we were playing them twice a year because we were playing in the playoffs. They were in our division at one point back in Indy, back in, what would that be, 2001. So, but we both finished first place in the division a lot. Seems like I sure do go there a lot, up there to Foxborough. I don't know how that always works. I guess it's random, they say, but it's been strange how that's worked out. Like I said, I think it's pretty well documented, my respect, for Tom as a quarterback, the way he prepares, just the way he's better kind of each season than he was the year before, which tells you, how he obviously approaches the off season, takes care of his body, challenges himself every single year. Those are a couple of the many things that are impressive about him as a quarterback.
Jack called the loss last year in Foxborough a wake-up call. What was it about that game that lit a fire under this football team?
It's hard to say what it was. I think we realized if we weren't going to stop making some mistakes, stop turning the ball over, having some mental errors, that it was going to be tough to win, especially against good teams. And so I don't know the statistics, but I do remember that we had a chance early in the game to possibly get a lead, and we had a turnover. I know we had some communication issues, on both sides of the ball, and you just can't have those things. But that was early in the season, for kind of a new team, certainly a new offense. And so I feel like we did improve, from that point on. But when you're playing these guys up there, it's just a tough place to play, and you have to be on top of your game from an execution standpoint.
As winter approaches and the weather gets colder, is it natural to expect
that offensive production goes down, or does good weather overcome? I mean, good execution overcome bad weather?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, certainly certain games, you know, will provide different challenges from a, you know, defensive standpoint, from a weather standpoint. I do think that we do, you know, want to emphasize running the football, you know, from this point on. As you get into possibly a weather situation where it's just not ideal to, you know, throw it all over the field. And B, I think it just helps our team. It provides some balance, you know, for our offensive line, where a team is not just pinning their ears back, rushing the passer every single play. They have to honor the run. I think it helps, you know, helps the receivers. Just, you know, maybe that safety is not just focused on a double team on, you know, DT. He has to honor the run a little bit more. So I think those things can help our offense. If that, you know, runs a little more time on the clock, you know, possibly, and maybe it doesn't allow you to score as many points, but it allows you to possess the football, win the football game. That's what we have to do. Well, I've played against, you know, Coach Belichick. He's a defensive coordinator, four times when he was there. And, you know, even though he hasn't been the defensive coordinator as a head coach, you definitely, it's definitely his defense that they're playing. And you certainly feel like he has great influence on the different defensive coordinators they've had while I've been there, whether that's been Cornell or Mangini and all the different ones, and then Patricia now. So they're always well coached. They're always very disciplined. I think they're fourth in penalties, you know, this year, which seems to be a pretty consistent theme for their team. They don't make a lot of mistakes or give you, you know, an easy 15-yard penalty there. So I'd say, you know, well coached, disciplined, and you know, those are a couple of things that jump out about, you know, his teams. It's hard for me to, like I said, these are questions for him. Good luck getting a good, you know, in-depth interview on that. Right. So I'm not the one to speak on the theme, but like I said, every time you play their football team, I would say you're playing a well-coached, disciplined team. And, you know, in my opinion, that starts with the head coach.
After 17 times, so do you feel like you pretty much know how his brain works, or is that?
No, I don't. Yeah. I cannot say that.
What do you appreciate about Wes Welker, maybe his work ethic and the way he's had an immediate impact with your offense?
Well, Wes has a great work ethic, and he's provided just good leadership to our offense. You know, he's voted the captain, which is a real credit to him, you know, in his first year, and provided real leadership for that wide receiver position, you know, with some young players there. And he loves football. He's a tough guy. He plays through injuries, and you know, those are the things that you appreciate about a football player, especially playing in that slot position where he's taking a lot of hits, and he's playing a physical game every single Sunday. Yet, you know, he always wants to be in there, and is always kind of ready to go on the next play. So those are just a couple of things that I appreciate about Welker.
Has he talked to you, or do you have a feeling about how much he wants to be out there, especially for this one, Peyton?
Oh, I think Wes wants to be out there every single week. And, you know, I can't speak for him in this particular week, you know, returning to play his whole team. But I think Wes wants to be out there for the, you know, fourth preseason game if the team would let him play. It's just kind of how he's played his career out, you know, kind of a guy that just is gonna be in there. Doesn't take anything for granted. And I think that's a pretty consistent theme with Welker.
Last question, Lindsay.
I feel like the off-season work is important when you know you're going to have a number of new guys that you're playing with. At the same time, you just can't simulate in the off-season what it's going to be like in the regular season. Different scenarios, a two-minute drill, a different third-down defense you're going to see. I think you just have to go through all those things, and you're so much better the second time around, you know, that second 2-minute drill. And, you know, I can't speak for them, but I know they had that successful two-minute drill against the Saints, you know, to win the game. I got to believe that was a result of maybe something that came up earlier. So all I know is when I've played with new receivers, every single walkthrough, every single practice, it's just so important and trying to get on the same page. And but yet it's experience is still your best teacher. And so what you like to try to do is get as many situations and experiences in early in the season so you can use those to your benefit kind of in the second half of the season.
Hey.